as we are and have fun in business. Our focus is on women's entrepreneurship, where we empower female entrepreneurs. We share with you financial and emotional self-confidence in business while making your offer, being intentional and purposeful with what you want to bring to fruition. Today, we're going to talk about building our businesses with intention and commitment, but also in self-care and with core values intact. We're in the marathon, not the sprint, often moving slowly and steadily up a steep hill where we need to take a few steps, rest, and go again. Taking it slowly will get you to the top of one peak, where then you get to look out and see all the other peaks you might want to conquer. Doing it this way preserves your energy and allows your flame of enthusiasm to stay lit, not flicker or go out altogether. Having excitement with every step, being in your own renaissance, this is the new world order of business. Welcome to our world. Cornelia Stephanie, let's get it.
Hey, Susan. Wow, that was a wonderful opening podcast. I love that so much. And I'm sure that many women can relate to the words that you spoke and what it is that we're going to talk about today, because the rest, the hill, the building of the business, right? The renaissance. These are all the things that we're finding ourselves in right now, and core values. So I'm so glad that we're talking about this. Yesterday, when we were messaging, it wasn't really clear yet to me what I wanted to talk about. And then I said, you know, let me tune in tomorrow. Yep. And let me tune in the morning and get it. And so that's what I did. And it was really interesting, because what I did was I looked back to yesterday's full day of being with clients and talking to women, and just what is the messaging there? Like looking at, like, what are they mirroring to me? What are they showing me? And what am I doing? Right. Mm. So yes. I was basically, and that's what I mean by let me tune in. I wanted to look at, you know, all of that. And what I found out is that, you know, we set these high goals of expectations of how much money we need to make in our business right now, right?
Yep.
Goals, right? And then all of a sudden, our heart says, I need more time. I need, you know, more relaxation. I need some rest. And that the mind is saying, but we have these goals and we have these expectations. Yeah. And the heart is saying, well, wait a minute now, you know, I'm in my renaissance. I want to be in my renaissance, and I value freedom and I value self-care.
Which are two of our core values, right?
Yes.
Freedom. This is why we're in business for ourselves. It's freedom. It's self-care. Honestly, when you're ambitious, unapologetically, unabashedly ambitious as we are, it's not just about conquering the peak. That's not what we're doing, Cornelia. We're not in the place where the there is a thing. We're in the place where we conquer one peak, we look out, and there's more peaks to conquer, right? And there's that one and that one and that one. And we have to, with intention and commitment, with our core values intact, then decide which direction we're going to go in. But to your point, which you learned and I've learned, right? Doing it slow and steady with total commitment to soul is absolutely the way to go.
Well, you know, I'm walking up a hill every day. I'm walking up a hill every morning. And every time when I get ready to walk up that hill, you know, I look at the hill and I approach it from a place of, yep, I'm going to get to the top. But again, I take my time going up the hill. I want to enjoy the nature around me. I want to enjoy the surroundings I want to take a break, sit down on the pavement, maybe watch a bird or watch a leaf or whatever as I'm making my way up the hill. And this is the way that I feel like right now, that we're all, those of us that are entrepreneurs, are all building our businesses. This is what we're doing. And we thought maybe the mind, the linear mind, thought maybe we would be further advanced, further ahead, have much more money in the bank account, or whatever those expectations are. And in reality, that the core values require that sitting down, looking, you know, not running up the hill, but taking our time to actually build the business on a stable foundation that have the rest and relaxation built in. And when we're doing our linear planning, we don't have that calculated. Right.
You know why? Because we never had permission to have that before, Cornelia. When we worked for other people in where there was all the masculine energy going on, you didn't have permission for self-care. I had a client this morning, a wonderful, amazing, talented, brave, courageous, skilled person who's in a little bit of an unconfidence because of being in that other space where there's others imposing the masculine energy, the linear analytics metrics, you know, do it our way. And it's, oh, Cornelia, I won't go into it now, but it was just such a disconnect, you know? So to your words, you're climbing the hill, you're sitting down on the pavement and watching the bird when you're moved and when you need to do that. That is what lets you get back up in energy and with enthusiasm and like go up further, right? Isn't that the case where you give yourself permission? You're the boss, as you said, I'm the boss, right? Remember when you said that? I'm the CEO here. You give yourself permission to do it the way your soul and heart really require. This is the new world of business. And I think we're leading in this, Cornelia.
Well, first of all, I agree with everything you said. And then at the same time, I'm also speaking to our egos. And part of the reason why this is important to know is because when you're sitting by yourself with yourself and you're making your plan about your financial income and all of these things, most of the time it doesn't get calculated in.
Yeah.
As an ascension guide, I the ascension is going to happen no matter what. And we never put, you know, ascension symptoms, you know, you need to allow yourself a lot of rest and relaxation to bring the physical body up into higher vibrational ways of living and being. And that requires a lot of rest and healing and sleep and rest. And so this is really an important nurturing self-care part of the value of what I honor and what I want to instill it for myself, but also for the people of the earth. And that is to, we're not in a race. And that because we've been trained and conditioned to be in the race, to compete and to have that ambition and to go after it and to make sure you have this and that, the core value of being free, truly free, to live as free sovereign beings, but also when it comes to the ego, and the ego, you know, wants to make sure that you have your, you know, financial goals met and all of the things, but the heart also wants to make sure that you have the rest and the core value and the nurturing. And so what I'm saying now then is that sometimes it's more important to bring less money in, live simpler. Look at the next 6 months. How simple can you live? Do you love it?
I love it. I, Cornelia, you weren't here. We're in different places. I said those exact words to my client this morning, that wonderful woman I was just referring to. I literally said, look at the next 6 months, do less, breathe more, bring it in. I literally said that. We're so on the same wavelength. We're so in tune, so in sync. It's absolutely vital. You know, you didn't just say make less money. You also said Look at what you're spending. Spend less. Perhaps spend differently. You know, we're not here to say you should be living in poverty. No, 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 no. See my cross? No. X on scarcity consciousness or a poverty. We're talking about living with intentional commitment to your core values, being in the highest vibration of the business, the service line that you offer, and doing what I learned from Dr. John DeMartini is called being in your highest value space. Stop doing anything else. Stop doing anything else.
Exactly. And my teaching with a call that I lead bi-weekly, which is what I'm going to invite any woman that wants to feel and be wealthy in her roots now without even tomorrow coming, but to know that you are wealthy in your roots, that the roots that you're putting in, you see that tree there?
Yes, I do. I love it.
Those roots that are there, they're wealthy. They are identical to the branches that are sprouting off, but the roots are wealthy. They're strong. They're confident, and they're in there, and they know the roots. They know that they're strong to the core and wealthy.
The roots that you help cultivate also are what grow the strongest, most delicious, sweetest fruit. The leaves, the fruit that comes, the blossoms, the blooms, whatever it is, that come from strong roots. Isn't that right?
Yes. Yes, yes. Absolutely. Somebody put a message in the chat, but oh. I don't know. Can you read the chat?
See the chat, but I don't see any message there.
It says women's rights was a mistake. How about having cute babies since our birth rates are low? So to me, that actually feels like a troll. I don't know.
Yeah.
So I'm going to call it a spade a spade. And, you know, that feels like a troll. So
yeah.
Bad on you.
Yeah, thank you.
You're going to get booted out.
Absolutely. Cornelia, you were talking about the idea of women who are looking for wealthy roots joining you. I think you said twice weekly. Bring us back to that, because wealthy roots are also healthy roots.
Yeah, wealthy roots. Well, it's a call that I've been leading for the last couple of years. And basically, it's women coming on, knowing and realizing that they are wealthy in their roots, and they're here to manifest their ideal life with partners, with, you know, all the various different things with what they're working with in their life, manifesting their ideal from a place of being wealthy, not broke or broken, not unworthy, not abandoned, not betrayal, not any of these things, because that's been part of the old trees, but the new tree, the rooted tree, the tree that you're choosing to be is in your divine feminine, in your renaissance, in your wealthy roots. So that call is available for all the women that want to come and join me. And it's on Wednesday mornings, bi-weekly at 9 a.m.
The next 9 a.m. Pacific?
9 a.m. Pacific time. The next call is going to be on July the 14th at 9 a.m. Pacific time. And basically what happens when you come into this nourishing space together with me, because I already am a wealthy woman. I already am a very, very rich, wealthy inner woman. I already know. And so what happens when women come into that space, even the other women that are there too, it's like that speaking word, you know, a rising tide lifts all boats.
Yeah.
It's that energy that I'm talking about. And in that energy, you get to release and let go what you need to let go of. But then at the same time, you get to claim and speak your voice and call in the new. So just being alone in that energy field is what's going to support you in your manifestation, because when one person works on themselves the way that you and I have worked on ourselves, when we love each other to the core, when we adore ourselves, when we make choices that are based on our core values, yeah. when we continuously are tenacious and unabashedly showing up for what it is that's important to us, this gives other people permission to do the same, and it inspires women to do the same. So that's what's going to support you in having positive role models that you can model yourself after, because we show up. And that's one of the reasons that you and I created this podcast together, Women Who Radiate Wealth, because it's wealthy in the root. It has to be. You can't have a decaying root and expect to build a solid, sustainable foundation of business in your life, because you are the business. Your root is the business. You are, your body is. And you have to be able to feel in your body, I am wealthy, I am healthy, I am abundant, I am confident, I am love, I am radiant, I am infinite, I am abundant. Hello?
And really, the words that come out of all of that is, I am.
Right? That's it. So, you know,
I want to just say, for anyone who wants to swim in an ocean of light, in an ocean of non-judgment, in an ocean of self-acceptance, in an ocean of feeling loved and appreciated by others, so that you can really feel, learn, and grow that self-appreciation and self-love, I want to encourage you to join this call. I have experienced with you, Cornelia, in my own group, it's something I try to tell people, but it's hard to even articulate. There's just something about what you offer. I think it's just really purely abundant love. Can you see me? I'm pulling energy. It's like purely abundant love, where it's sometimes surprising how non-judgmental you are and how you come from an inner core, because non-judgmental is so unusual today, right? Because, you know, so it's like, it's so surprising how non-judgmental you are, where you speak to somebody in my group, you're a member of my group, in this case, this is my experience with you, and you're speaking right to their core, and they rise, and we all rise. A rising tide lifts all ships. That's exactly what happens. And so that's why I can so easily, happily, with complete confidence and knowing, say that inviting women to swim in this ocean with you will change things in many areas of their lives. I'm so happy that you're offering this to people.
Yeah, and I just want to say that the call, you know, when you come in to be on this call, it is a membership call, because you're going to come in and every biweekly you're going to grow. So it's $13 a month. Everything that I do is always approachable, affordable, and abundant. It always is. So it's $13 a month. You can reach out to me at 360-941-5783 and call me, and I will get you a link. And you can message me, DM me on Facebook and say, I want that accountability. I want that wealthiness. I want to be part of that mastermind. And what's going to happen is, I'm seeing it left and right. People are flipping their scripts massively and growing in their abundance because of the nourishment, that ocean that has been created where I am and where people come into, and they also then will grow. I want to say something else, Susan, that you said, and that you said that I speak to people's core. That was the message. And that there's something really important about that, is because, again, bringing it back to, you said no judgment, that I don't hold any judgment. And it really comes down to my 21-day challenge that I have, you know, created when, you know, many times as I've talked about it. But basically, I have a very strict boundary for myself. And that boundary is that I am absolutely line in the sand, not allowed to judge myself. That's the reason why you say I do that is because I have that boundary for myself. And so what I do for myself, I do for others. That's what you're seeing, is that it's that self-care, that self-love, that everything that you and I talk about, that what you do for yourself. This is the reason why I create the challenge, because I know it works. How would the world be if we stopped the judgment? And if everyone would put a line in the sand, and if they would stop judging themselves, for heaven's to Betsy's sake.
I know. I mean, you're right. I'm shaking my head. No, I'm shaking it. Yes. I'm like, oh, this is amazing. I've experienced this with you personally as my personal spiritual mentor and friend, I've listened, I've watched and heard you do that thing of not judging yourself and flipping that script. I've received the energy of that. And I have to tell you, since we're talking about this now, it's coming out, we're saying it out loud, it's still surprising to me. I love it. It's still surprising to me. I love still feeling surprised. And I love being in, like, coming to conscious awareness of this. I hope people really get what we're talking about, because the negative self-talk, it's kind of become lingo-y, negative self-talk. But the way that you're teaching us to have that line in the sand, I am not judging myself. You know, Cornelius,
I refuse.
I refuse to judge myself.
Yeah, I refuse. And for those of you, I don't want to give too many calls of action. I want one. And the one is come join us in the Wealthy Roots Circle. If you are that woman, that Renaissance woman, and I have a poem now that I want to read to us right now. Susan, you're going to love it. You're freaking going to just absolutely love this. Okay. I can't wait to speak it out with my throat chakra. I can't wait. So this is actually someone this morning that lives in Spain messaged me and said, I thank you so much for all the work you're doing. This poem reminds me of you. Oh, so now I'm giving it to you. I'm giving it to you. I'm sharing it with all of you. This is how it goes. This is how it goes. So here it is. And the poem, it was basically Alicia Keys. She did a video, and she called this book, is called A Radical Awakening by Dr. Shefali. And there's a poem in here that when I read it, it was like, I need to read this out loud, not only for myself, but for you. So it's called The Time of the Awakened Woman. There comes a time in the life of a woman when she discards her old ways, like tossed shoes in the garbage, when she shreds her list of shoulds and obligations, and when impossible expectations are burned in an incinerator. There comes a time in the life of a woman when the approval of others, once jewels, now turn to pennies in her sock, when the hunt for another is now replaced by a hunt for herself, and when parental tentacles of tradition no longer define her truth. There comes a time in the life of a woman when her desire to fit in with the crowd dissolves, when her manic compulsion to be perfect vaporizes, and when her obsession to be voted popular eviscerates. All right, it serrates. There comes a time in the life of a woman when she simply says no more, when facade, artificial, and guile leave her nauseated, and when righteousness, dogma, and superiority repulse her. There comes a time in the life of a woman when she no longer fears conflict, but faces it boldly like a lioness, when she guards her authenticity as fearlessly as she guards her babies, and when she drops the role of savior, knowing she can only save herself. There comes a time in the life of a woman when she no longer cowers in the shadows of her unworthiness, when she no longer plays small so others can feel big, when she swaps the role of victim for the role of co-creator, there comes a time in the life of a woman when she unabashedly and boldly occupies her ultimate sovereignty, when she finally feels ready to claim her space in the world, and when she redefines compassion as unequivocal self-love, there comes a time in the life of a woman when she finally releases her childlike dependency on others, when she dares to rewrite a new mandate of living for herself, one that says, I release unworthiness and fear. I divorce severity and passivity. I divest in authenticity and enmeshment, and I pretense of being someone I am not. And from now on, I declare I will ascend into my highest power. I will embrace my great autonomy. I will celebrate my deepest worth. I will embody my fiercest courage and manifest the most authentic me. That time is now, and I am ready to awaken into my renaissance.
For people who are listening, that wasn't dead air time. That was me with my eyes closed and my heart open, just giving myself a heartbeat moment to receive that which you just shared. Cornelia, it struck me over and over how the synergy of our times is revealed here. Because if you could send that to me, of course, I must read it myself and also share it with my friend today. But I just want to say so much of what we do is layered in and embedded. So many of the words we already just used was embedded. I didn't know even know you were going to share that poem.
Well, and yeah, exactly.
And we just received it from somebody in Spain. This, my friends, this is synergy. This is the new world order. This is the new world of business. This is what you can be a part of. When you join Cornelia's Wealthy Roots
for women, call,
right? You will be swimming in this ocean. You will be breaking through your own blocks, barriers, and resistance to arrive in this place that poem just shared and about which Cornelia and I are speaking. So I really want to encourage people to call. Could you just share that phone number again?
360-941-5783 or Facebook message me. This is the time. Like I said, this is not about, putting people in debt and making millions of dollars off of one person. That's why everything that I do, I create in an affordable way, because I know what it's like to walk this ascension path and move into higher vibrational ways of living and being with very little money.
I want to say something here, Cornelia, because I had my own breakthrough of financial blocks and barriers. You didn't really know me then, but you may glean it a little bit even still from me, because it's a journey, it's a path. But I just want to say to anyone listening, I know the resistance of not knowing if you can afford something. $13 a month is two coffees now. I mean, $13 a month is one app that you're paying for that you don't even use. $13 a month to literally reframe the molecular makeup of the way you are through the way you feel. It's something that you might want to consider giving yourself permission to do. Yeah. And I say these words advisedly, Cornelia, because there were many times that I didn't give myself or feel that I had permission from all those external places, which were never real. That was only me. in my own resistance, only blaming outside of myself, other people. But to give myself permission to really be in this space of receiving and transforming. Cornelia talked about flipping the script. And this is such richness. Also, when you say bi-weekly, do you mean twice monthly? I just want to clarify that.
Yeah, twice a month.
Okay, twice a month. So yeah. Two times a month, not once a month, two times a month, you're in this space.
And not only that, but they're going to get so much more because I'm also giving them the daily spiritual practice, 10 minutes a day. There's so much value here, but honestly, I'm not even going to talk about all the value because really it's like, if you can't feel this vibration and if you can't see the value of this, if you think you're going to get it better somewhere else, then it's not for you. That's really where I am.
It's not a good match for you.
If you come in here, you're going to thrive. And so bring it. Go, I want this. I know what happens when women decide they want something. It's like, get out of my way because I'm going to get it. Get out of my way. I'm going to get it. I want that. And so if you want that, then there it is. There's the link, 360-941-5783. Private message me and I will give you the link. Susan, as always, it's my honor, my pleasure to collaborate and co-create this new earth together with you. I love doing this with you. We support each other. We feed each other. It's just so great. And I'm going to definitely send you that poem because I know I spoke some words that I didn't even know how to say, but I get the gist, you know, but I'm closing this podcast out now.
Yes, I know. Thank you for saving me because we could go on and on forever. Blessings to you and blessings to everyone who is with us today. Thank you, Cornelia.
Thanks, everyone. See you.